Hey friend, Dana Gresh here. It's time to take the Holy Girl Walk again. Let's make it easier to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret, of course, is walking. The back and forth movement of your legs fires up the memory muscle in your brain. If you walk with me for the next 28 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized. In this, the second season of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to discover we were made to flourish as we take to heart Psalm 92. Okay, let's go. Phew, for the last couple of days, we've been adding to our scripture memory, but still have not arrived at a period to end a sentence. But today we shall. Let me read Psalm 92, starting in verse 1 and ending with our verse for today, number 3. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night, to the music of the lute and the harp, to the melody of the lyre. Period. The Bible has been pointing us to the power of music for thousands of years, and now science is catching up. Research shows that listening to harp music can have incredible benefits for our mind and soul. It reduces stress, lowers blood pressure, even enhances our mood. It seems that we're finally discovering what God's Word has been telling us all along. Psalm 92:3 reminds us of the power of worshiping with instruments, particularly stringed ones like the lyre and harp. These instruments aren't just mentioned in passing. They play a significant role in the spiritual environment. Think about how David's playing of the harp drove the evil spirit out of Saul in 1 Samuel 19, or how stringed instruments were played before the glory of Yahweh appeared in 2 Chronicles 5. And let's not forget how the playing of a harp brought God's presence and the power of his hand upon Elisha in 2 Kings 3:15. Since I've learned this, I've been playing instrumental harp worship music in my home. I just find a YouTube page and I play it. I love the impact it's had on my heart and my mind. So what is it about these instruments that seem to invite the presence of God? Let's be clear, the instrument itself has no power. The true power comes from the heart and soul of the worshiper who uses those strings. God is drawn to the heartfelt worship of his people, and he moves within them to bring a deep sense of flourishing, no matter their circumstances. I believe that when we worship with instruments, especially those that resonate deeply within our spirits, we're creating an environment where God can show up in powerful ways. So let me ask you, where do you need God to show up in your life today? What part of your spiritual world needs the touch of his presence? As you listen to or play music today, especially worship music, consider it an invitation for God to enter your space, to work in your heart, and to bring that complete sense of flourishing that only he can provide. Okay, let's get you walking and memorizing Psalm 92:3. Hey, I would love to hear how this experience is working in your life. Just visit danagresh.com and send me a message. You can also purchase a copy of Made to Flourish, a 28-day Bible memory guide to Psalm 92 at that website. It's just my name. Dana is spelled like Hannah, D-A-N-N-A-H. Again, visit danagresh.com. Happy walking, friend.